Last week's protest at the State House during Governor Peter Shumlin's inaugural address wasn't the first time that demonstrators disrupted a governor's speech. A similar incident took place 24 years ago. BPR's Bob Kinzel looks at State House protests then and now.
The date was January 16th, 1991, and Governor Richard Snelling was set to deliver his budget address to a joint assembly at the State House. Snelling was beginning his second tenure as governor. There was great interest in the speech because the state was facing a budget deficit of more than $60 million. Earlier that week, President George H.W. Bush announced military action against the Iraqi occupation of Kuwait. It was the beginning of what was known as the First Gulf War. Dozens of people filled the balcony of the House chamber to protest the war. Snelling was at the beginning of his speech when they stood and chanted. It caused him to stop speaking. The presiding officer of the joint assembly was Lieutenant Governor Howard Dean. He slipped past Snelling and addressed the protesters directly.
This democracy was founded upon the principle of speech, freedom of speech. Freedom of speech does not only guarantee the right to dissent, it also guarantees the right to be heard, and that includes the governor of this state, who I now reintroduce to you, Richard A. Snelling, to continue his address.
Fast forward to last Thursday afternoon at the State House. More than 100 people from the Vermont Workers' Center came to Montpelier. They're strong advocates for a single-payer health care system, and they were very upset because Governor Peter Shumlin had concluded that the financing of a single-payer system would hurt the Vermont economy. They called for a special public hearing to review the issue, and they voiced their feelings right after Shumlin had concluded his inaugural address and just before the closing benediction. The presiding officer of the assembly was Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott, and like Howard Dean, he tried to bring order to the chamber.
I please ask you to respect the chamber, the decorum of the chamber.
The Reverend Robert Potter of the Peacham Congregational Church opened his benediction with an unscripted message.
When I think of what other countries do to silence differences, aren't you glad you're an American?
Virtually all state office buildings have some level of security at their entrances, but the State House does not. Some lawmakers think the time has come to implement additional measures, such as metal detectors. However, Governor Shumlin says lawmakers should not overreact and that the openness of the State House needs to be preserved. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.